What's up, everybody? Welcome to Water Break. My name is Ryan Cavan, and I'm here with my co-host, Terrell Thurlbit.
What's up, everyone? And like always, we've got another dope episode prepared for you guys. So before you keep listening, hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. You ready to relax? Let's go Water Break.
Welcome back to another episode of Water Break. And wow, we got our second episode down. We're on YouTube again. And this has been kind of cool, like actually seeing our faces.
I know it was definitely unique. I started critiquing myself a lot more than, you know, obviously I critique myself in the podcast, but then you see yourself on camera and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or that was stupid. Or
Why did I look that way?
Why did I give that face? Why did I walk off the set episode one?
I know. I noticed while I was giving a lot of like side eye, like inadvertently, I would just be like looking at you, like
rolling your eyes and being like, that was stupid.
Like, I can't believe you just did that.
I feel like because we're now like seeing ourselves on camera, there's going to be so much more of that where we're just disgusted at each other's takes. You know, I enjoyed some of those debates though in episode one. If you haven't checked out episode one, go back and check it out. I thought it was some good discussion and some good dialogue. I feel like I won every topic that we talked about, so I felt pretty good about that. And was that arrogant?
Wasn't arrogant. It was just wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wrong.
And another. This is the second episode, and we've already had two Trump impersonations. You've already done it twice.
I'll bring in politics to
the Water Break podcast. We've talked about this. He's always trying to throw in this politics and everything, man.
I'm really not. I'm throwing in impressions.
Oh, okay. Impressions are all right. Well, hey, I think, you know, we started this podcast during the quarantine, and really it was because, you know, we kind of had this time, and obviously you and I love sports, and we love the discussion, the dialogue. These are conversations, we've said this multiple times, conversations that me and T have had, you know, just whether on a long drive, in the classroom or in my office or whatever, just had these discussions. But now that we're kind of back, you know, we're still in that kind of weird phase of, you know, COVID, but kind of getting a little bit back to normal. Sports have really kind of ramped up in the past few weeks, and that's super exciting.
Yeah.
Like to see baseball, football, basketball all going on at the same time.
I think every sport is back now.
Hockey just finished. Yeah, everything. And so we are going to start a new segment today that we're going to do periodically throughout our shows, throughout season two. And that's simply just called Week in Review. And we want to talk about some of the things that happened this past week in sports. And so, Daylin, give us some of these topics. We're going to have some discussions here and kind of throw out some of our ideas and of some things that have happened in the past week of sports.
Yeah, let's get this Week in Review started. Starting off with Doc Rivers, former coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, got fired after a disappointing postseason run with a very talented team.
Yes.
That was shocking, but non-shocking at the same time. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, it's funny that you say like former coach of the Clippers now. It's a little weird.
It is.
Seven years
and only three playoff series wins.
With Lob City? Like
Lob City, oh, and then this with Paul George, Kawhi.
This new team, like.
I mean, a lot of people want to make excuses for him. Like, oh, it was the bubble. Half the team didn't even want to play. And, you know, all these issues. But I don't know. To me, like, he's a nice guy. I see why a lot of people love him, and he's really, really likable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, as a coach, like, he's definitely underachieved. I mean, to me, there's no question. I personally think he's the most overhyped coach.
I would have to agree.
I think he's great, but I mean, come on, seven seasons, only three playoff series wins. But he's going to Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, less than 24 hours later, he was on a plane heading to Philly to interview for the 76ers coaching job.
That's crazy.
3 days later, he became the head coach.
To me, that is, and you know, all the rumors of Mike D'Antoni maybe going to Philly and stuff like that.
Trying to bring James Harden.
Yeah, and all this stuff, you know, the rumors going back and forth. And then with Doc, it just happened so quickly. Like Elton Brand just pulled the trigger immediately on that. I would agree with T. I think he's extremely overhyped. I would even take it back to his Boston days. Yeah. Just being honest, you know, he won one championship with that team. To me, I feel like he should have had more than one chip with that team. I mean, that's like the original super team. Like, that's the original big three, I guess you can say. And to kind of only get one championship out of those years with KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce all in their prime, kind of disappointing.
Yeah, we should have had that one in 2010.
In his defense, in 2010, Kendrick Perkins going down was huge. I think that taking the big man out in that series, I think that was pretty big. So, I mean, that's
so
that's
you'll give him that one, but
I would give him that one in his defense, but. He has been on the record saying, like, you don't need to be like the rah-rah guy. You don't need to be that guy to kind of get your team hype. And
yes,
I agree.
You know, he had that guy. KG was his rah-rah guy.
Of course.
So, I mean, I feel like that's really what led to like a lot of the championships with Boston. Like, he didn't have to be the mate. He was the voice, but he wasn't like the galvanizer Kevin Garnett was.
I know we're spending a lot of time on this topic. I think it's because it's extremely intriguing, but I honestly, when it comes to Doc too, if they would have won that series, even if they would have lost the next series to the Lakers, I don't think he would have lost his job. I think he lost his job because he was up 3-1 and they blew that lead to the Denver Nuggets, who they were obviously a better team than the Nuggets.
I don't know how much credibility is behind this, but I did hear that part of the reason Doc lost his job was because of Michael Porter Jr. And if you look back, the Clippers could have drafted him twice and passed on him. And who do you think went off in games 5, 6, and 7 for the Nuggets?
Huh.
So I did see some speculation on that. That could be a reason, but who knows? I'm just saying, I agree with you, Rye. I think if they would have lost against the Lakers in the conference finals, I don't think he would have lost his job.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, it's all speculation. Who knows? Anyways, moving on. Boxing legend Manny Pacquiao confirmed he will fight two-time UFC champion Conor McGregor sometime in 2021. Manny's camp released this statement. For the sake of all the Filipino COVID-19 victims, Senator Manny Pacquiao will be fighting UFC superstar Conor McGregor next year. The huge portion of his earnings will proceed to those who are affected nationwide by the pandemic. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That fight, I mean, I heard it's going to take place maybe in Dubai. Now that's a fight worth watching
for sure. Before we jump into the fight, I'll let T talk a little bit more about that because he knows boxing a little bit more than me. But I just want to say, we had John Sisson on. You know, Manny is always doing something for somebody else. I think that's just really awesome. You know, what the statement that they made and came out with. When I read that, I was like, that's such a Manny thing to do. You know, just look out for the needs of others. But I'm definitely intrigued about this fight and excited to watch it. What do you think, T?
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting fight. It depends on the rules, because I know the Mayweather fight, they switched up the rules. I think he had the heavier gloves for that fight too. So it depends on the rules, but I mean, Manny's sharp. He's a very sharp fighter. He's quick. He's smart. I think he'll frustrate Conor as well, but I don't know. I feel like this could be a closer fight than the Mayweather fight because I think Conor really jumped right into the fight with Mayweather like right away, rather than having like, now he's got some time to actually prepare.
That fight did go 10 rounds though.
Yeah.
You think Manny and Conor will go 12?
That was the rule, right? Was it 10 rounds was the rule, or it didn't end?
No, and it didn't knock out.
It didn't knock out.
But they went 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is tough because Manny's getting older.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with Manny. I still feel like all those years of experience in boxing.
Yeah.
Just surprises what Conor can do.
I agree with you on that one.
That's going to be a
fun one. I agree with you on that one. Yep.
All right, Lakers Heat are in the finals, 3 games in. The Lakers lead 2-1. Jimmy Butler with a huge 40-point triple-double in game 3. My favorite part about that was the little trash talk going between LeBron and Jimmy saying, you're in trouble. So, Rye, As a Lakers fan, are you guys in trouble?
I think Jimmy was right. We were in trouble that game. He called it. We were going to lose. No, I'm not concerned. Honestly.
Oh, here we go.
What? Here we go. I really am not concerned. I mean, I think LeBron's going to come out with a chip on his shoulder for game four. Obviously, at the time of this recording, we're recording Monday. So tomorrow, Tuesday, is game four. And I hope I'm right when you're listening to this on Wednesday. Then I'm right and the Lakers took it out. But I honestly think game four is going to be a blowout. I'm calling it. LeBron's going to come out hot. And I think we're taking that one. I still think Lakers in five is what I called from the beginning. So another gentleman's sweep.
I'm not counting Miami out. I mean,
from the whole series or from game four?
From game four.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they pull out game four. I think game four is going to look very much like, was it game two? I think in the Milwaukee series where it was like ended on a foul shot.
Yeah.
I think it'll be one of those games. I think it's just going to come down to who's going to make plays at the end. I think you're going to have, whether it be, you know, key players getting in foul trouble or, you know, it just once, you know, a game of runs, two teams getting hot in that game, because you look at game one, the Lakers shot unbelievably from the three-point line.
They did.
Game two, they picked apart Miami's zone, but I feel like even Miami had it like at a 10-12 point game like that whole fourth quarter, and there was a stretch there where they literally just kept taking bad shot after bad shot and couldn't crack like that 10-point window. So I don't know. I mean,
you want the Lakers to lose.
They played like dogs in game three.
They did.
Without Bam and Goran Dragic. That's huge.
Jimmy just taking over.
Dragic, I think, is out the rest of the series. I mean, they keep saying he's doubtful, but I think he's out the rest of the series. I think Bam comes back for game four. I think Dragic's out the rest of the series.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it could go either way. I'm looking forward to game four.
Moving on. Joe Burrow, first pick of the 2020 NFL draft, got his first win against the Jaguars, throwing for 300 yards and a touchdown.
Joe, I like this guy.
I do too.
Are you on the Joe Burrow train?
I hate that
he's at Cincinnati, though.
I'm not on the train. He's with the Bengals. I have watched like three of the four games that he's played in. He's really good.
Three of those four games, he's thrown for 300 or more yards.
Yeah, he looks really good. I thought like, okay, maybe he had that one fluke season at, you know, his senior year, but he's the real deal. His kicker missed the field goal, right, against the Chargers, his first game.
First game,
they missed the field.
Should have had a win there.
So, I mean, you know, they could be 2-2, maybe even 3-1. So I like this kid.
I think he's going to be a great player in this league, and I think I don't know how much he's going to do with Cincinnati. I mean, you know, Carson Palmer to me was a great quarterback. You know, he's not a
he going all the way back. You Carson know, Palmer.
Wow. I mean,
is that the last?
I mean, no, we got back Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton. But I'm thinking Carson Palmer was the last one that was like a good quarterback that really couldn't get them anywhere, even with, you know, Chad Johnson with Ocho Cinco, like they couldn't do anything with him. And then he went to Arizona and, you know, finally started at least making a little noise. But I really like Joe Burrow, and I think he's going to do great in this league.
Let's keep it in the NFL. For the first time in 6 years, the Browns have a winning record. They beat the Washington Redskins 34-20.
No. Not the Redskins. The Washington football team. The Washington football team.
That is my bad. I totally forgot they changed the name.
They beat the Cowboys too. Yeah, right?
They beat the Cowboys on Sunday. Yep. Yeah. So
those are back there. They're two wins back to back. The Browns,
I don't care.
I mean, I don't care. Like, they definitely underachieved a year ago, and this is kind of like a big year for Baker Mayfield. They have a good receiving core, Landry and OBJ.
Oh yeah,
I think Chubb is out now for the season.
I think he's on injured reserve. I don't know if
he's on like the
unlikely designated
return. So I don't know. That division's tough. I mean, every team, like we just mentioned Cincinnati. I mean, every team in that division is respectable. So
I think they should put Jarvis Landry back at quarterback. Did you guys see that bomb he threw to Odell?
Yeah, that shot
against
put.
The Cowboys? I mean, hey.
He definitely put all of his might in it, but he got it there on
Baker,
the money.
Baker's, I mean, he's coming along, but I mean, if he doesn't get it together, I think they got to move on.
I don't know if they will though. I mean, that's your number one pick. Yeah. I mean, you invested that much in him.
Franchise
like,
quarterback is what they said.
Just
so.
Keep praying and hoping, you know.
But you could have taken Saquon number one and then taken Baker Mayfield at four. I don't, but whatever.
Moving on, the Dodgers sweep the Brewers 2-0 and will
right.
face
yes.
Tatis Jr. and the Padres in the NLDS.
You know yes. what time it is.
Yeah, I am very much looking forward to this. I think, like we talked about in episode one, you know, this has to be our year. Anything but a World Series championship is pointless for us.
Yeah.
You know, anything but that. Making it to the World Series. So this, we got to take care of business before we get there, of course. Tatis Jr., he's going to be a stud. He is a stud. He's going to be a star in this league for many years. I give him props. I really like the way he plays. I kind of like his arrogance about him. He's not like an arrogant, just idiot to me like Manny Machado is. You know, obviously I like Machado when he was on the Dodgers, but, you know, because everyone likes that guy when he's on your team, but you still were kind of like some of the stuff he was doing was stupid. But Tatis Jr., man, I really like
those
I
bat
like that
flips.
Kid. Oh yeah,
oh,
I like
man.
Him. Yeah,
those were nice.
So I'm looking forward to the series, and we got all I got to say is the Dodgers got to take care of business.
I saved the best for last, in my opinion, and that is football is back in the Pac-12. The conference announced they will be having a 7-game season starting November 6th, and that means USC football is back, boys.
Dalen, take this
Let's
one.
Let's go. No,
it's about time.
I'm so pumped about this.
So now, I haven't looked this up, so this is a sincere question. How is the national championship going to look this year? Is it not happening? Is like, because there are some conferences playing at certain times, some not. Like, what?
I know they're
what is
having,
the plan for that?
I know they're having conference championships.
Yeah. Yes, I know that.
As far as national championship, I don't know how that's playing out yet, to be honest with you. But I do know, I think the first or second week of December is when the Pac-12 is having their championship
okay.
game.
Which is about normal time anyways, correct?
Yeah, it is. Well, championship games normally towards the end of December, or start the bowl games actually are towards the end of, you know, December 31st
yeah.
kind of a thing. But yeah, I'm not too sure how they're going to be doing national championship games or the playoffs or anything like that. But
Either way, Dalen, you can't see him on camera, but just had the biggest smile and still does.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
just...
I've been, Saturdays have been boring for a while.
But you're not going to be able to go to the games.
I know. That's...
Yeah,
that's what hurts the most, I think.
Don't worry, we'll have a party, have some wings yeah. and some pizza, and we'll celebrate for Dalen over here. The Trojans
fight
being
fight on,
let's go baby, Trojans are back.
There we go. Well, that was the week in review. I enjoy, you know, there's so much going on right now. In some weeks there won't be this much going on, but last week it just seemed like there were so many things happening.
You said that like
in
we
the
need to
sports.
Have like a cool like intro voice for that, like the week in review.
Colin Keller.
Brought to you by Skittles or something.
Skittles? Why did you choose Skittles? That was, I'm not sure that was the
cool.
best.
I think
we can find a better sponsor. For
yeah,
that
yeah.
Hey,
Skittles, like,
Skittles.
Maybe if Beast Mode was doing the weekend review.
Taste the rainbow, boys. Yeah. Before we keep going on in the show, we're going to take a minute to give a shout out to our partners over at Thrive Fantasy.
Thrive Fantasy.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. You like fantasy?
I do.
I love me some daily fantasy.
That's right.
And the cool thing about Thrive Fantasy and player props is they do all the work for you.
Everything.
They take out all of the countless research that you have to do, studying teams, studying players, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. They take that out of the equation. All you've got to do is pick a specific player for their respective sport and just choose the over or under of what's likely to occur for that player.
That's it.
So the more points the selection is, the riskier it is, but you're going to rack up that money for the prize pool. Speaking of money, since 2018, Thrive Fantasy has given out $1.3 million in cash earnings. So use the promo code WATERBREAKPOD to get $20 bonus cash towards your first $20, at least $20 deposit or more. Using the promo code WATERBREAKPOD, download the Thrive Fantasy app today. All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, we're going to hop into the main topic for today. And T, the question we are asking is this. Should sportsmanship be taken more seriously by professional athletes? There's been a couple controversial things and some questions about maybe a certain player on the Los Angeles Lakers leaving early. And if you watch the footage, there was 0.7 left on the main clock. The shot clock had gotten back. If you know, he's going to say a bunch of stuff about LeBron, but obviously you didn't see the footage because he was not the only one who walked off the court. Rondo, Kuzma, both had left the court even before he did. So I don't know if you watched the tape, but this kind of led us to this conversation. I think it's going to be a good conversation. So, T, what do you think? Should sportsmanship be taken more seriously by professional athletes?
I definitely think so. I mean, they set the tone. They set the pace for what you know all the other sports do, from college to youth to high school. All of the levels below them, they set the tone on how sportsmanship should go. I mean, just speaking of setting the tone, you said, you know, LeBron wasn't the only one to walk off the court, but he was the first to walk off the court. And if you look at that game and go back, rewatch it, Anthony Davis, Rajon Rondo, they all look over and they see LeBron kind of look back, and then he kind of looks away and still walks off the court, and they kind of, all right, they follow his lead. So I think the same, you know, is said just in general as a whole with pro sports. I mean, if you know, when you look at it, if those guys aren't showing sportsmanship by shaking each other's hands, I mean, obviously pre-COVID, you know, and hopefully post-COVID, and, you know, dapping each other up after games, you know, congratulating the other team or staying on the court at least until the game is over, you know, then, you know, they're going to set the tone for all of the other sports. So, you know, I think definitely that it has to be taken. It shouldn't be taken lightly, the sportsmanship aspect of the game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not against the jersey swaps, and I'm not against, you know, players dabbing each other up after a game, you know, congratulate, whatever. I'm all for sportsmanship. So I'm going to make my case here, but I want to preface it with, I'm not against people having good sportsmanship, okay?
You just don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think it's as big of a deal as what we're making in professional sports. You know, youth sports, it makes sense. You know, you're teaching those young kids respect. You know, leagues kind of make this a tradition after games. And then, like you said, in high school, you know, high school becomes more competitive in nature. Not everyone plays and it's more intense, but still showing that love to opposing teams. You know, schools, many schools make it mandatory. I know it was something that, you know, my coaches, you know, instructed us while we were in high school. And then in most colleges, you know, they teach to have class and after games, you know, respect your opponent, congratulate them if they won, you know, if you won the game, you know, just give them respect and, you know, hey, great game, you worked hard, you know, hey, good job, won, whatever, you know, the coaches, whatever they're saying. So, but in professional sports, these guys are grown men and women. They're grown, they're adults. And so the first thing I would say is be grown. Don't get all upset because someone didn't give you a high five. Don't get all upset because you think someone ignored you. Is sportsmanship a good thing? Yeah, it's a good thing. But why I love it, why I love that you shouldn't mandate it, it shouldn't be made to be this crazy thing when someone doesn't do it, because it creates villains within professional sports. And there's nothing we love more in professional sports than villains. We love to hate on players. I mean, think of all the hate that Kobe received, Isaiah Thomas, all these great players in professional sports, Richard Sherman. We love to hate players just as much as we love to give respect to certain players, and we love to put players on a pedestal. We love to hate them. And yeah, would me as a player, if I was a professional athlete, would I go high five the other team? Sure, I would. I feel like I you know, we play pickup all the time. I feel like I have good sportsmanship. I always, whether I win or lose, I'm always saying, what's up, good game, whatever. Mm. Not all the time. Sometimes I don't, you know, but for the most part, I would say I do. But when someone doesn't do that, it creates that villain, that animosity. There's nothing Americans love more than this, T. Drama. We love drama. Americans love drama. And this creates drama within sports. So I say, let it happen. If you don't like it, then you're going to hate that player. And that's going to create this fun hate that we love in sports. Let's let these players create rivalries. These teams create rivalries. It creates hate, division amongst organizations. And it just makes professional sports extremely entertaining. So I say, don't freak out about it. Let it happen. It makes things so much more entertaining.
I'm all for the drama. I'm all for I'm all for the villainy. But I think you can do it in other ways. I mean, from trash talking on the court. I mean, just, you know, the Lakers and the Heat. You know, Jimmy Butler and LeBron James going at it.
Yeah.
You know, like having that. You know, even the build up to, you know, the narratives, the storylines leading up to it. But I think it just it's just that extra like sign of disrespect. Like I feel like there's a difference between like there needs to be a healthy hate for your opponent, right? I think with hands, like that's not a healthy hate. It's like, okay, now you're just me, you know, you're just
you're just me.
That was a good one, too.
You're a meanie head.
No, but you're for real. That's not nice. Why can't we use the word mean anymore now?
And then he just said, Dalen, he said, that's not nice.
See, these are grown adults.
You can't use those terms anymore. Why can't you use
you're
the term mean?
You're not nice.
Not this is not a Saturday nice. League, bro.
What? Those are only children's words. Like, we created those words. Disrespect. See, you're being mean right
now. I would not high five you.
That's not nice, Ryan. Nice.
Being a bad. Boy.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but it creates so much more drama. I mean, think about the drama between Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan. I mean, it was talked about all throughout The Last Dance. Like, we love that in sports. That created this edge, this excitement that I personally love.
But it's almost like we're both willing to get in the arena, the ring, the field, whatever, together, battle it out, fight it out, and you're just gonna walk away from me, like,
yes,
like that all didn't just happen. Like, we're at the end of the day, like, it is a game, it is a sport, it's an activity,
it's a job, hands. It's a livelihood, it's,
let's shake
it's their
hands
career
like men and women, like adults. We can be respectful. Shake your hand, stay
and
on the court.
And don't be mean.
And don't be mean.
And be nice. Be nice.
Be a sportsman. I mean, dude, you mentioned jersey swaps earlier. I think jersey swaps are a little overdone. Like, that to me is a little...
Like Lamar Jackson?
That's being nice, though, T.
That is being nice.
That's extra.
But hey, like, remember when Lamar Jackson had like four jerseys and he gave like them all out? Like...
Yeah,
that's like, a little extra.
Like, come on, like a little too much of the jersey swaps. They're trying to. It's like, you know what I mean.
I don't. I mean, I love what it does, and it creates these villains in sports that are just. I absolutely love that about sports, and I love to hate players, and you do too. I mean, you hate everyone who's a Laker. You do. You hate Laker players.
I loved Kobe.
You hated Kobe before his last year. You hated him.
No, I liked
Stop.
Him.
Stop.
I liked him. Here's the moment I liked Kobe is when he broke his hand or his wrist
and started shooting with his left hand.
Shooting his left hand.
Yeah, near the end of his career. But okay.
Okay, but you said his last year, right? That
okay,
was like 2015, I think.
last three years
is when this happened. So I started to appreciate Kobe.
But you started to appreciate him. But you also loved to hate him. Did you not?
Yeah, but I hated the whole team. I hate the whole organization. I hate what they stand for. Okay. All right.
What do they stand for, T?
They're just a big money pit.
They're just doo-doo heads. We're just going to talk like children all day.
We're just being mean tonight.
They're a money pit.
All they do is just buy all of their, talent. They don't build from the ground up.
Oh, really? Yeah, Kobe. Yeah, we bought him.
I mean, you have one player in your franchise, and you still traded for him.
I mean, we're not here to discuss the Lake Show, the greatest show on earth. But I personally say, when it comes to sportsmanship, you know, don't make so much of a big deal about it. Just let it.
Children shake hands.
No, yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna play in
stay on the court.
If you're gonna play in your church league, you know, your church basketball league, yeah, if you know, definitely high five people because no one cares what you're doing on the court. But
okay, so at the rec center, like,
no one, I don't care. I don't care. It's not entertainment for me. I play basketball not like a viewing entertainment. Like when I watch basketball, I want there to be drama. At the rec league, I don't want there to be drama. I just want to play. There's a difference. When I watch NBA basketball, when I watch the NFL, I want there to be drama. When Richard Sherman was screaming at Crabtree, you know, I love that stuff. I mean, that is I almost, you know, like, there are so many people that hate him, but that's what makes sports so fun.
You guys, let us know in the comments.
All the moms out there, you know, come and support we need everyone to be nice. We don't want anyone to be mean. Come and support Terrell over here and just give him some love. All the moms watching the YouTube video,
all the meatheads at Gold's Gym, you guys go support.
I'm the furthest thing from a meathead, the furthest thing. But there we go. We obviously have some different opinions there on that, but
yeah.
Well, we're going to move into our final segment of the episode. And that is heart over head.
It's back. And we did this last episode.
It got heated.
It got a little heated.
It did. And, we're going to see what happens today.
Yeah.
So Dalen,
ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Barry Bonds.
Ooh.
Alex Ramirez.
Mm.
Lance Armstrong, Anderson Silva, all have one major thing in common.
They
are athletes.
They
have two major things.
Steroids.
Oh.
Should they be allowed?
Absolutely.
Not.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is your first episode and wondering what heart over head is. This is where Ryan and I, we feel differently about some of these opinions, some of these thoughts, and we're not really using stats and information.
We don't know what Dalen's going to ask us.
We don't know what he's going to ask us.
You know, 15, 20 questions, but we don't know which one he's going to ask us.
We're just speaking from the heart from this one.
That's it.
What we actually just feel. These are our feelings. We don't have really any facts behind this. We're just going with our hearts. And what I believe in my heart, absolutely, steroids. Performance enhancing drugs.
He talks about sportsmanship in the last segment, and then says everyone should use performance enhancing drugs.
That's not bad sportsmanship. Everyone, all right,
here we go. All right, T. You have the floor on this one first. Ryan, control yourself.
Sorry, Dalen. Come on, that sounds irrational. Though, come on.
Be nice.
Let's let T have the mic here, and then Ryan.
All right.
Okay. Look, I'm 100% pro. Pro athletes using performance enhancing drugs and steroids to, one, help them heal faster, to recover faster. And you know what? If a little bit of juice helps them get a little bit more bounce or get a little more power in their swing, why not? I mean, who wouldn't want to see these dudes just hitting bombs all year? I mean, Barry Bonds cracked 73 home runs, I think. 76 home runs, something like that, in a season. We don't have facts, so obviously.
It's 76.
So we're going. I mean, him hitting bombs. Who doesn't want to see someone crack 100 home runs, right? Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to see someone Space Jam style, Michael Jordan, stretch out from the half court line, slam dunk, all right? Not necessarily that far.
73 what about home runs.
73, oh, thank you. Wow, I didn't. Kudos to me. But anyways, to see, like, wouldn't, all right, we already see Patrick Mahomes. He can chuck the football. Josh Allen, they can chuck the football. What if you could just stand back, like, from the 20-yard line and just bomb it into the end zone? Like, that to me, like, why wouldn't you want to see the athletes at the height of their powers? Like, just a little extra, with a little extra juice. Why are we holding them back to what, you know, to what they're capable of doing now? Like, we can juice them up a little bit. Put a little bit of extra muscle on him. Put a little extra speed on him, right? Jump higher, move faster, heal quicker, right? You look at, we're looking at the finals. You have Goran Dragic. He's out of the finals. Wouldn't, if he could just take a shot right in his foot and be able to play tomorrow, not only be able to play tomorrow, have an extra little bounce to him, have an extra little bang out to him. I mean, I don't even know why I'm keeping going on with this. This is, I mean... what do you have to? There's nothing you can say. Like, that is pure That is pure sports entertainment. I mean, look at, why is the WWE one of the most beloved sports in American culture? I mean, it is big in the South, but it's still, why these just gigantic athletes, these huge dudes, just throwing each other off of the turnbuckle, or, you know, against the ropes, throwing each other out of the ring, just being able to just do all of this, beat their chest, and they're just full of juice. Like, just like, don't you just want to see the meatiest, beefiest, craziest, most athletic dudes? Like, you know, I don't know. That's my take. Absolutely, juice them up.
Is it my turn, Dalen?
Proceed, Ryan.
Thank you. I didn't want to interrupt. To me, the logic just doesn't make any sense. This is my turn. It takes the human athleticism completely out, and you're taking away just the natural raw talent that is built up. And not only to say that, there are many people who would not take steroids because you were so, I'm going to go another direction here. I'll come back to that. You were so passionate about what we were just talking about in the last segment about sportsmanship. Literally, steroids takes years off of people's lives. Like, you're more worried about them being nice to someone than they are about living with their family longer. Like, to me, that logic just doesn't make any sense at all. And so for that very reason, not everyone would take steroids because it does take years away from your life. Also, there are many people who religiously would not take drugs like that. And so there would be a large group of people, even if it was legal in sports, who wouldn't take it. And so then these people who it's against what they believe, they would be at a disadvantage because they weren't taking drugs. Like, that, so that logic just doesn't make any sense, that these people who just don't care about their lives, that don't care about their bodies, are just going to take these drugs to become better athletes who are most likely going to die earlier. And the people who actually care about their family and living longer, they're going to be at a disadvantage because they aren't going to take these performance enhancing drugs. There's no way it could ever or should ever be allowed in any professional sports ever. It just doesn't make any sense. And we already love sports so much the way that it is. If you allow steroids, it's, I believe, going to affect pitching, and there won't be as much. There's going to be more home runs. There's going to be more offense, which, yes, will be entertaining for a while, but that's what we love, real true baseball fans love about baseball as well, is the no-hitters, the shutouts, all of that. And so it doesn't fit anywhere in professional sports.
You mean, you talk about no-hitters and the pitching. These guys are throwing at 105, 100, you know, well over 100 miles an hour. You would have to throwing in the 130s, 140s.
No, KT, they're not going to go 130.
These rockets. Okay. But look, all right. You mentioned.
Just one injection. I'm like, I'm throwing 150.
Okay, look. I mean, you said it. Some guys, it's going to have a positive effect on them. Some guys, it's going to have a negative effect on them. You know, it's, you know, you can take the risk. I mean, just like.
But what about guys who don't feel comfortable taking drugs? Then they're at a disadvantage.
Not fully. I mean,
but you just said they're going to be. What if guys are taking them? They're hitting 100 bombs. Well, no one who's ever not taken drugs has hit over 70 home runs in a season. The only people who have hit over 65, I believe, are Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds.
I think it would be
those three guys. Altered performance means drugs.
I think it'd be more impressive if you can be a star. And not be the one that's.
But no one's going to hit over that. So let's just say these guys take drugs for years and years, and then we have all these people hitting 70 and 80 home runs a season. No one who has not taken performance-enhancing drugs has never hit over 60, I believe it's 65 home runs.
But I think the reason why guys aren't comfortable taking it, like part of it is they don't. It's against the rules. So they don't want to get caught with it, so they won't take it. And, you know, some of it has, you know, maybe not been tested all the way. To, you know, to have a positive effect. But if it becomes more mainstream, becomes more accepted, more normal, now you can have better testing. Now you can have better drugs. Now you can where guys like, look, everybody's juicing up. Everybody takes it. Everybody's doing it. Why not take it? Why not?
That is called peer pressure, kids.
That's okay. I mean, it happens in sports. It happens in business, right? It's you know, it's copycat. You do what works. You do what, hey, this guy's doing it. It worked for him. Why not try it? Why not go for it?
So I still feel like there'll be a lot of people who don't, and then there'll be a good amount that don't, and it would put them at a disadvantage because they don't want to do something to harm their body.
They may not after once they see these dudes cranking out bombs, they're like, you know what? You gotta juice up. That's the way to go. You know, if you wanna be a baller.
I really wanna hear back from you guys on this topic. I wanna say this real quick too, and then you could say something.
All right, sure.
I just wanna say this, sorry. This is actually what you really feel. This isn't a joke.
No.
Actually believe, like, I just wanna preface this. This isn't just for pure entertainment for the show. Terrell literally believes that. So I want to hear from you guys. What are your thoughts on what T has to say? You can shoot us an email. You can comment on our YouTube page. I really want to hear what you have to say about this topic.
Yeah, I will say this. I am pro the HGH or the whatever hormone treatments or whatever it is that will help you heal faster and help you recover faster. I wholeheartedly believe like those should be allowed in sports.
Okay. I'm not also, as I would not be as against,
and also a little bit of PEDs as well too. So, and that's how I feel about it. I definitely get the most juice out of your athlete.
That's a pretty hot take there, Terrell. So I'm with Ryan on this one. I think I would love to hear what the listeners think on this topic. But that was a very well thought out there, Terrell. And
Juice gang, let me juice hear gang. It.
If you want to be a part of the juice team, you can email us at waterbreakpod@gmail.com. Terrell will follow up with you.
Put it on a t-shirt, juice gang.
The juice gang. Thanks for listening to another episode of Water Break. New episodes get released every Monday and Wednesday.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're listening to.